Engage is what you're supposed to say.
Engage.
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 Engage. Engage. Welcome to The Guides Alive. It's Monday, March 11th, 2024. This is your weekly hangout to join us and our guests to talk about live streaming with people who really know what it's like.
Because let's face it, no one really knows what you're talking about if you say you're a live creator.
But we do. So I'm Tara, and across from me is my co-host Ben, and we make up the Guide to Live team.
Howdy.
Hey, happy Monday.
Happy Monday indeed. What a busy, wild, woolly week it was in the world of TikTok.
It was like exciting all of a sudden and like scary. And
it felt like we went back to a year ago.
Yeah.
Like that was being talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly out of nowhere, it was being talked about again.
Again, out of nowhere. And then it was like, oh, and by the way, today's the vote. You just found out about it.
Oh, by the way, today's the vote.
Today's the vote. You just found out today's the vote.
What does that mean? So our take on this is that really for us, it's very much business as usual. I think if a sale does get forced, because there's no ban being proposed.
No.
It's like a forced sale. And if that's the case, we think that'll just go ahead.
Yeah, we're pretty sure whoever buys it is going to be like, dude, you guys are, you know what you're doing. Just carry on.
Keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
continue to do and it what, and make us money.
Yeah. And what's this bit? The live thing. That sounds great.
Yeah, do what more is that? Of that. We didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. Yeah. So because we're full steam ahead, you're actually going to see us. We're going to be doing a lot more on live.
Yes,
coming up.
We are going to have, we're going to be doing more shows. So we're going to be experimenting with trying out new shows and just see what it's like. And just getting like getting back on live and streaming and just playing out there in the wilderness. Yes.
Yeah. And the reason why we tell everyone that we come across to go and try things and trial and pivot. And we realized that's something that we've been doing for how long now?
God, maybe 2020.
That's 4 years.
Started doing a weekly live show on Instagram.
Yeah, we're going to spend a lot of this episode talking about what we did in live streaming over the last 4 years. And I think we've done a lot of...
We've done so many
stupid things.
So many fun things, though.
Nothing trialed, nothing lost.
It started out as the Geek Out. It was a show on IGTV. It was like my little thing. Like I was like, I'm going to be a television star. But I was like, I thought I was doing a TV show on live.
Yeah, that was your intention.
Yeah, it was. And we had we did it. We were doing everything that we teach you to do right now, but we had no idea that that's what you needed to do. We just were doing it instinctively.
Yeah. We weren't quite,
We wanted it to be like a TV set. We want this to look like it's a TV set and we're streaming and it's like a weekly hangout.
Let's talk it through. The Geek Out was a weekly live stream show that you did that we set up a set for and you would have a different cosplayer come on and you would use the weird IGTV multi-guest function.
It didn't have, oh,
yeah,
it only had one it did. Yeah. We rigged up another camera to show photos of them because we couldn't show a photo. Yeah.
So I had a second account that was connected to, I think, another phone, which had a GoPro like sucker on it. And it was looking at a laptop.
It was looking at a laptop. And we had to make sure the angle was good so there was no glare on the screen.
I say every other episode, that GoPro thing fell over. So there was just a picture of the cat or me going in the background.
Just thinking about it, though, you'll notice that over every two or three episodes, the set changes. Like it's growing, it's improving, it's evolving.
Yeah, so you had a sparkly backdrop. You had a Zelda shield.
Yeah.
Like a kind of a big one.
I put some LED strip lights around it to make it look so special.
Yeah, it was special. There were some lights.
Yeah.
Couple of plants. It was a little between two ferns.
Yeah, it was,
if anyone knows that.
Yeah, I was definitely going for that look. Like between two plants. It's more like it. They weren't necessarily the ferns.
But here's what I think.
One thing I realized what we did wrong was we only did it once a week.
Yeah, we well.
And the second thing we did wrong was we did it on IG, which it wasn't going anywhere, getting discovered.
And it wouldn't have mattered as much But in terms of what we were doing wrong in TikTok terms, we weren't doing engagement.
No, we were not engaging with the audience. We were just, I was literally just interviewing my co-host and we were talking back and forth. And maybe every now and then you would find a comment. You were being a mod before you even knew what it was.
RIL mod.
And you would type it on a screen in front of me, like a teleprompter. And it was a question from the audience. And I would ask a question or answer a question.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. I ended up interviewing, I think the last person I ended up interviewing was like an actual movie star.
Yeah, he was in the
Gunpowder Milkshake.
Yeah.
He was one of the goons.
What's her name? Karen Gillan. Karen Gillan.
Yeah. He was the big fight scene in the
Yeah, you did an interview with him in Germany, I think.
Yeah, that was fun. That was my first try of live streaming.
And we did it.
It was a production.
Yeah. And then the first time on TikTok really was when we migrated our Game Tribute account our Choose Your Own Adventure account. And we started going live and we were playing video games
and we weren't even showing the video at first. It was just us with our headphones on. And I was like the personality that kind of talked and you were the one playing the game.
Yeah.
And I was reading, remember Ball of Chicken?
Yeah. Oh, Ball of Chicken. Yeah. That was one of our...
We had quite a little, like, that was the first time we had a community. We didn't even know what to do with it.
Yeah. A Ball of Chicken was a user.
Yeah. He was right.
They would be there at every stream. Yeah. There was probably about 10 people that would come to each stream.
That's when we started a Discord. And that's when we started building a community and getting into that. And
so that was when we were sitting on the floor?
Yeah. And then we put the screen behind us and I played Breath of the Wild one time. Remember, I was playing Breath of the Wild. Yeah. And I'm like, is Link going to make it up the mountain before the song's over?
There was no OBS. There was no split screen. There was nothing at that point. We went and bought, what is that? What size TV is that?
It's like a
3-foot TV.
Yeah.
Not big.
No.
And then
we suspended it from the ceiling.
Yeah. I figured it. At the spot that I could drill into it, and I put some hooks, and we suspended it from the ceiling.
It hung behind us.
Yeah, and then you had to sit at the right angle, and then get the camera at the right angle. So it was just
really high tech, but low tech.
I can remember
as well. It was really low high tech.
When we first time we got it figured out on one of our phones, and it looked great, and then I looked on another phone, and it was all janky and off to one side.
That's when we realized that different formats, like this isn't set up for that. Oh, yeah. But you were great. You had on a wig and a headband and you were DJing. You were like DJing music.
I had the little sound trigger.
It was like, and then we had this, the little sound. Like that was the first time we started playing with like sound effects and stuff.
Oh, yeah. None of them were like that.
No, we didn't have really good sound effects like this. It was a sad day.
Yeah, but I think that sound box cost like $5 in total.
It was $5. So. I mean, we started out just fun. It was more about what can we do?
Yeah.
Like, what can we do with this? And then we started doing costume like
tutorials.
But that was the short form.
This is just running up to your first ban, our first ban. You notice how it's us, and then when we get banned, it's you.
Oh, yeah. I love how I'm the one that got banned. So I was the one on screen.
Yeah. So then you started doing costume tutorials and got that big viral video making the Squid Game mask.
Yeah.
Using a Target colander.
It was a colander.
Genius.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. It was your idea, actually. Mm-hmm. You were the one who came up with that idea.
I said genius.
Yeah, no.
I forgot it was my idea.
We know how you think of yourself. Yeah. He's a genius.
I like to point out when I do think one of my ideas is good, I like to just like tag it genius. So everyone knows that's what they should think about it.
But then we were doing other things. Like then we started dressing up in cosplay and like we made up that one game where there was like a grid on the floor and the camera was like looking down. It was up high, looking kind of down on us. And we would, the players, whoever was playing the game, like in the chat would have to guess if it landed on them or whatever, their name got drawn or whatever. I forget how it was.
So you were on screen and this grid behind was a grid.
I was dressed like a camp counselor.
From Friday the
13th. From the video game,
And I was...
You're Jason.
Jason from Friday the
13th. You were on your knees because you couldn't fit in the frame unless you were down on your knees.
And people could move me somehow to get you as the camp counselor.
It was like chess. It was like a chess piece. And people, if they guessed it, move.
Oh, yes.
it was a predetermined, and they had to guess whether you move one space forward, two space forwards, one space left, right, so whatever.
This is when we had worked out. We what didn't know at this point.
No, but we figured out something was working because we were getting mad views when people started engaging.
Yeah. So we had worked out at this point that if people could change the stream and be part of the stream, it would increase engagement and it would work really well. And you're right.
Before that, though, we were just playing video games with people who were in the chat too. And we would have like maybe 20 people max in the room back then. And then we started doing this game and we were getting like 50 to 75, 100 people. It was like, whoa, we're blowing up the town.
Yeah. I couldn't do it though because it was so painful because I was on my knees for an hour.
You had on a mask wooden on floor. And it was summertime and it was hot.
Yeah, you're right. So people would somehow guess which square I should go to next. And if it was wrong, I would go back a square.
Yeah.
And you were up on the camera talking to everybody.
And I was like, oh my God, hurry up. He's going to get me. Yeah. Please don't let him get me. Like I was pretending to be like in distress. Yeah, I
think looking back as well, I think the distress
that might
would
have
be
gotten
a problem.
Us banned now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's a good strategy.
That's
long-term.
Not what got us banned, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to the banning in the future. If everyone behaves, we'll tell you what got Terra banned.
For a week, too. It was a week. But we didn't know how long it was going to be. They didn't tell us back then.
Yeah. God. Do you remember the live we did where you had the pop-up game?
I had. It was called Perfection.
Oh, yeah.
You always call it a pop-up. I mean, that's what it does. Mm-hmm. It pops up at the end if you don't when the timer ends, if you don't switch it off.
So we framed that one with the game. If you know the game Perfection, it's like a rectangle with a big blue square and you put yellow shapes, X's and O's and triangles and
squiggles,
stuff.
Squiggles, macaroni
before
shapes.
Before the countdown goes off. Yeah. Right? This was a good one. This is where we had figured out kind of a cycle and this really popped off for a second.
Yeah.
So we had it that the Perfection game was right at the front of the camera.
Uh-huh.
So when you were the viewer was seeing Perfection across the bottom of half of the screen, mm-hmm. like in an angle, and then your head at the top, and you were playing it.
Yeah, and you could see me looking down in my hands putting the pieces in the places.
Yeah, and then what happened?
And so what would happen was I had a jar, and I said if whoever the top viewer is when this game goes off and I haven't finished it, whoever that top viewer is, your name's getting in the jar. And at the end of the night, we're going to draw one name from and you're going to win one of these games yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we did. We did it like, oh my God, we did it for maybe an hour.
Yeah.
Our dumb selves kept restarting though. Remember, we kept restarting. Like, we're getting a big jump in the very beginning.
Yeah, we'll do that again.
We know now that's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But we ended up giving away a game to one of our very first diehard community people, Perry Rose.
Perry Rose, Perry Rose won a game of Perfection from us.
Yes, they did.
From the Game Tribute account.
From the Game Tribute account.
Yeah.
I mean, we were doing games. It started as a video game, but then we were this is like, we wonder how we came up with Tag. We've been doing this for years. We make up games.
So, do you remember the cycle of the Perfection game? So, you would set the timer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd let go and it would make the kind of loud.
It's like really loud ticking. It's so intense. Nerve wracking. If I beat the clock, then the top three people would get in the jar. That was a special thing. Do you remember?
Oh, I thought it was that if you beat the clock, you canceled it and then no one won.
No, it was the other way around. It was like, if I beat the clock, then everybody got one. The top three people got in.
Okay.
It just made it so it was more special because it didn't happen very often because it was hard to do that.
Yeah, and so I think the countdown was 90 seconds. So it was weird. It was almost like the length of a battle. You would set it up.
It's a minute.
It would count down, then it would pop up, then you would collect all the pieces and you would always be really shocked.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely really embellish my, like, mannerisms. I'd be like, oh, my God, scares the crap out of me every time. You know, like, I would, like, they'd, like, made it into a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you put the thing in the jar and by that point everyone else would want to go.
Yeah.
And you would explain the rules again.
Mm-hmm.
And you would say top viewer, not top gifter, because it was just in the order.
It was in the top viewer back then. And I mean, we knew we were getting gifts because that was the first time we actually paid for, we earned enough money in that to buy the game and ship it to the person. So we broke even. But that was a good lesson. That was really fun.
Yeah.
That was really fun. The game was like 1 minute long. So we were basically reintroducing the whole concept and like the format to everyone, like every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So every 2 minutes, people knew what was going on. I mean, I was really exhausted after that hour.
Yeah, it was intense, but it was really bright and you wore a sparkly thing and you had a big wig on as well. So yeah, in terms of tap through rate, excellent. Mm-hmm. In terms of engagement, it was really good. Excellent. So that kind of thing was good.
Really feeding the algorithm.
But it was just too difficult. Now, looking back on it, it's too difficult to sustain.
Yeah, you can't sustain that.
Because there's no personality building for you. Mm-hmm. Unless you did that a bit and then built up some kind of personality.
Well, now we know that is something I could do. Like, who knows? Maybe we'll be doing that. I do have a bingo cage.
Yeah, that's so noisy and rattly, though.
I just play some music while it's happening. So after that, we really learned how the algorithm worked. And we were posting videos maybe every 2 to 3 days. We were shooting them, editing them, posting them. And then one day I decided to do a normal stream and just like chit chat, hang out and do a chat stream. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Here it comes, the band story.
And I think I was painting a prop at the time. I was like working on some props because we were doing a lot of cosplay. Uh-huh. And you were working at your other job before with the record label. Yeah. And a sponsor had dropped off a bunch of this product. And, mm-hmm. and it was CBD pre-rolled.
It was called Mom Grass.
Mom Grass and Dad Grass.
Yeah.
And they were like different strains. Like one was like sativa and one was like an indica. But it was CBD. Yeah. It wasn't any marijuana, no THC, nothing like that.
It turns out
you can't smoke anything on live.
That's what we found out.
I thought I was gonna be all like, I was acting like it's a brand deal, right? I was like, oh, this is some really cool stuff. It just came in. It's called Mom Grass. And look at this cool little glass container. It comes in. I'm like doing like a whole display of opening it up. I was like, it tastes really good. I was like basically doing a review. Next thing I know, you have lost your access to live.
It was like to the whole account.
Yeah, we couldn't even get into the account. Mm-hmm. It was like down. And they didn't say how long it was going to be, why, anything. There was no agencies back then.
So anyone who has ever been banned and you come to us say, I've been banned.
We know how you feel.
Yeah.
It's like heart-wrenching to, you know, you're like, get your momentum's going all of a sudden and then boom, you get banned and you're like, God, it's a scary feeling. It's like getting pulled over by the police when you're like driving too fast or something.
We were heartbroken.
I know.
Because we'd put all of this hard work in and then it just got cut off, but with no explanation, nothing.
Yeah.
And I think we thought that that was it. It was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like deep in Reddit threads and like.
we were really investigating.
Yeah.
We were in Dragon Con when it happened. No,
it wasn't there. We were, weren't there.
It was somewhere else. So we were at another convention.
I think we were at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were definitely at home. Yeah, you're right.
I just feel like we were on a road trip when we ended up getting it back.
Oh, potentially. Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's to say, like, we really understand what mm-hmm. that feels like.
Yeah.
Even if it's a couple of days. Or it's the moment when you're not sure and you don't know what's mm-hmm. going on. So it's like fun to be able to alleviate some of that stress for people.
Yeah. Now. It's nice to be that.
But boy, would have been nice for us back then.
I would have been like, hey, guess what? We got banned. We don't know what we did.
What did you do?
It couldn't have been that I was smoking a CBD pre-roll.
I think we knew exactly the second. Because your description of what happened was as if you were online for a long time and it's lengthy. It was very much like you held it up, lit it, and like, it was like, dush, dark. Done.
Lights out. We learned our lesson.
Yeah, we certainly did.
Yeah.
Do we do any other kind of lives? What else have we done?
God. Yeah. Yes, we have. We've done lives. Have we done lives outside?
We talked about it.
Yeah, we never did, though. We were going to do a Choose Your Own Adventure live.
One time. Like a dark, like outside in the
like,
dark.
Like a Blair Witch style.
Yeah. God, that wouldn't have worked either.
No. I mean, it could for it some could, people.
It could, yeah. Bad for the algorithm. Dark. Yeah. Screen and everything like that.
Yeah. But we've come a long way and so far. Since we started, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have learned a lot working in the industry and we've learned a lot from what TikTok has taught us directly. We've learned a lot from working now with hundreds of different creators, but we also learned a huge amount doing it ourselves. Yeah. Like, and I mean like technical things, mm-hmm. but also just how difficult it is emotionally sometimes.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's exhausting and exhilarating all at the same time. It's really strange.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time I ever felt that way,
yeah.
except when I gave birth. I was like, oh, this is so exhausting, but so exhilarating at the same time.
Hopefully slightly less painful.
I don't know. It depends. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're right. The first time we were sitting on the floor playing Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Again, bad game choice. So many bad choices made.
Violent.
Very violent. And there was 200 people in the room suddenly where it spikes up.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that feeling very distinctly.
Yeah.
And now I understand that's the point when we should have gone in and like hyper engaged and pulled everybody in and explained everything. I think at the time we were like, ooh, this is cool.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. What are you doing? Hi.
Yeah. What are you doing? What would you like to talk about?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. That's like almost the worst thing. We should do a t-shirt. Don't say, what would you like to talk about?
You always say, guess what we're talking about today? That's what you say.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are the one in charge. That's what I learned. It's like you're basically hosting a party and you need to be the host.
Yeah. Can you remember your intro to the Geek Out?
I can't right off the top of my head. Something about this is a safe place where we can talk about all things cosplay. Yeah. This is a weekly show.
But it was like an hour.
It was an hour long interview. Yeah. Do you remember Jeeves? Oh my God. I had a sidekick named Jeeves. Jeeves was basically Jeeves. If you know anything about the old days of search engines, there was a place called Ask Jeeves. And it was like a Google search.
Yeah.
It was a search engine. You just Googled a question and it would give you like the top like articles on that. And poor Jeeves, he lost his job when Google took over. So we gave him a job at the Geek Out. He was my co-host.
But in actual fact, he was made of...
What was he made out of?
He was made of an old like space heater with some springs coming out the top.
And some spray paint and some nuts for an eye and a light inside.
We like dug out all of the innards of the heater because it had a grill on the front and then put a red light bulb in so he glowed.
If you guys want to see these, you can see them. They're on the Cosparlor YouTube channel or they're on the.cosparlor IG under series. If you go to my series and my Cosparlor IG account, you will see all of these and they're unedited too. So I hope if you want to see some really bad,
some raw
footage, you can go there.
Yeah. Ask Jeeves. Had we done it now, he would have been your AI assistant.
He would
But he was your he unexplained was. Assistant.
He was supposed to be AI, but
right.
he ended up getting fired from that job too.
He didn't appear in the last couple of episodes,
He got fired. Like a show that started like, you know, the pilot comes out and there's five characters and then the series comes out and it's episode two and there's one of the characters is just not there and no one's explained why. Like they never existed.
Yes. I think Larry David had a daughter in the pilot of Curb Your Enthusiasm who just didn't appear in episode one.
Yes. There you go.
Jeeves was that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel fond connection with Jeeves was me.
You were Jeeves. Basically Jeeves was, and you had a voice, read to text. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. That's how
we did it. And that's how Jeeves had a voice. And you would basically, I would ask a question and then you would type in an answer and he would talk. It was talk to speech.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was
I would type it, but because it was like a rudimentary voice to text.
Some of the words didn't sound right.
It didn't make a lot of sense at all.
And it was really funny.
Yeah. He was really inspired by a British comedian, Brian Gittins, his podcast, where he has a kind of a Jeeves type character. Who was a robot as well, but I think it was the producer in the other room and Brian Gittins is constantly asking him questions. Yeah.
What is that movie where it's a TV show where they're all sitting in a movie theater and it's like an old sci-fi show movie and you can see the silhouettes of the people and one of them's a robot. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, please go into Blue Pro under comments and please give me the answer to this.
What movie?
It's not a movie. It's a show that would come on a weekly show where it was like basically reviewing a sci-fi show.
Oh, I don't know.
And it was like a guy and puppets. And one of the puppets was like a robot. And it would always show them in the movie theater with the movie in front of them. And then it was like a silhouette. It's probably not in England.
Yeah, I put a lot of things down to not being in England.
Yeah, Brian Gettings wasn't here. We didn't know what that was.
Yeah, so. Very few people do. Yeah. Very niche.
So, but it sounds like they're kind of similar.
Yeah, similar sense of humor.
Yeah. This is great. So I think this is a good time for all of us to just remember that, like, no matter what happens, you are on a journey. We're all on a journey. Ben and I are still on this journey, and we're on it together. And I think no matter what happens, everything's going to end up working out.
Oh, totally.
Everything always ends up working out.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't think we're not concerned at all in this situation. Live streaming ain't going away.
It's not going anywhere. We know that for
this community isn't going away. Like, if anything, difficulty brings people together and makes everyone figure out ways to do things better.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do. And it's exciting, if anything. So do look out for the next time when Tara pops up. And
the next time that little red ring flashing
you're
around
blue.
You're
never going to know what's up there.
No, it might not be Frank. It might be Tara.
Yeah, we did a couple of tests last week. Some very cool on-screen tests.
Oh.
If you were sharp and on the ball and you saw our count live, there were some tests of controlling things on the screen that no one's done before that we were testing out.
And actually, that reminds me, we are going to be doing some pretty cool, just like random, totally awesome game shows.
Right.
And it's just basically anyone who wants to come on. I don't think we're going to be really doing prizes, but we're just doing it for fun and we're just testing it out with the new technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you do see the game, we'll take requests
over
the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do some bigger games and then some.
Yeah, we'll do some
like open house.
Yeah. And the open house ones are really just they're going to be more laid back and more fun and just we want it to be amazing.
Uh-huh.
And why not do it together with us? So, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, let's wrap up for Monday. So this week we're talking a lot about matches.
Oh, yes. Because this is the March is a very special sports month. It's called March Madness.
Yeah.
If you love basketball, we like to turn March Madness into Match Madness.
Last year it was Match Madness and we did a great big bracket. This year we've decided to stay away from the brackets because really what that means is a lot of people can be involved in week one or weekend one, and then it cuts down. If you know how bracket works, it's half and half and half. So very quickly a lot of people can't do it. So we're going to do some match campaigns through the second half of March, which are everyone can get involved in. We're going to do some extreme matches. We're going to be setting some real hardcore match challenges. The high five is going to be match heavy, and it will be, there'll be different collector cards for each of the clubs. One for the MDC, it's going to be tougher. One for the Voyagers, one for the rookies.
Yeah.
So, and I think this Friday coming up, we're going to be talking some cool match techniques.
Yes,
as well.
And the panel.
On the panel, yeah. I had such fun on the panel last Friday.
With Grumplepuss.
With Grumplepuss, gosh.
Yeah.
If you would like to spend an hour with one of the funniest, smartest people around, make sure you go look at the replay of last Friday's panel.
Yeah.
With Grumplepuss. Very funny, talented streamer.
Yeah, Ricardo. He's amazing.
Yeah, Ricardo. Yeah, Grumplepuss is the character.
Yes.
Hedgehog.
Ricardo is the mastermind.
The mastermind. Okie doke. Shall we say goodbye?
Yes. So everyone, have a nice week and we'll see you next time.